Okay, we left off yesterday about 12 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Says Gemara, Tanu Rabba, but we're discussing how an Eved Kanani, how one is Kona an Eved Kanani. The Mishnah said an Eved Kanani is Nikna the same way Karka is Nikna, Bekesef, Pishtar, Ubechazaka. So we're discussing, right now, we're going to bring a brayso that discusses how you do Chazaka on an Eved Kanani. By Karka, so it's Nol Gadol Parat. You build something, you lock the door, you open up a fence on the Karka, and then you are Kona the Karka. What about by an Eved Kanani? So Tanu Rabba, Ketzad Bechazaka. How is one Kona an Eved Kanani with Chazaka? So the Bryce gives a number of examples of the types of things an Eved would do to a master, for a master, in order for the master to be konin b'chazaka. Number one, hita l'mena'alo. The Eved will untie or unstrap his shoe. Oholuch kelev achrov l'beis hamerchatz. Or the Eved will bring the kelim of the master to the beis hamerchatz for him, to the bathhouse for him. Hivshito, he'll undress him. Hirchito, he'll bathe him. Sacho, he'll anoint him. Gardo, he'll comb him, he'll bisho, he'll dress him, hin ilo, he'll put on his shoes for him, higbiho, or he'll lift him up, kano, all those things allow the master to be kono the eved, because these are ways of using an eved where you show that he's an eved, meaning these are not just getting hana from him, but it's a maisa avdus that he does from him, right? It seems that if it were just stam getting hana from him, just having him do something for you, but the something were not a maisa avdus, it would seem that that would not be enough. That's what the Rishonim compare it to achilas peros on karka. Right? If you want to be kona karka, achilas peros is not a chazaka. Nol gadu parat is a chazaka. But just to enjoy the peros of the karka doesn't show bailus on the karka. It just shows you enjoy the fruits like anybody else. But it has to be something that shows the unique form of bailus. So when it comes to the Eved, you have to do dafka amaisa avdus. Obviously, there are rishonim that achilas peros and karka works, but assuming like those that achilas peros and karka does not work, so to over here, only things that are amaisa avdus will work. Things that stam are getting enough from him will not work. Amar Rabbi Shimon hears all these different types of chazaka that you're konan eved with, and then at the end of the list, the hagbah is mentioned. So Rabbi Shimon says, "Lo te chazaka gedola mehagbah." Well, shagbah konu b'kol makom. Chazaka can't be any more powerful than hagbah. Hagbah works everywhere. Every type of kinyan can work through hagbah. So of course, anywhere chazaka will work, hagbah will work. So the question is, it doesn't seem like he's arguing on anything. The Tanakhama also said Hagbah works. So Rabbi Shimon seems to be emphasizing that the Tanakhama must be correct that Hagbah works, because if Chazaka works, then for sure Hagbah works. So frankly, more my Ka'amar. Now, Pashas, I thought my Ka'amar meant, what's Rabbi Shimon saying? He's not arguing on Tanakhama. But Rashi seems to understand differently. Rashi seems to understand that, yeah, maybe you could understand that Rabbi Shimon is not arguing, he's just emphasizing why the Tanakhama is right. But it seems off base, because his whole point of why the Tanakhama is right is that Hagbah is a more powerful kinyan than Chazaka. But what do we mean when we say Hagbah is the most powerful kinyan, that Hagbah works everywhere? Generally, what we mean by that is the person who's acquiring something picks up that which he is acquiring. That's the kind of Hagbah, that's the super powerful Hagbah. But over here, what's the Hagbah that Tanakhama was referring to? He's talking about all the things the Eved does to the Rav, that the one who's being Nikneh does to the Kona. He'll be show, that's the Eved doing to the Rav. So Higbio is the Eved picking up the Rav. That's the Maika Amar. What does Hagbah have to do with this? This isn't Hagbah. This is just talking about if the master's lazy, doesn't want to walk, and the Eved picks him up, it's a Maisa Avdus. It's not a normal form of Kinyan Hagbah. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi explains, Higbio hul Rabo Kano. Higbio Rabo Low kano. If the Eved picks up the master, it does work. The master picks up the Eved, it does not work when the master picks up the Eved. That's what the Tanakhama said. And then Amar Rabbi Shimon argues, Lo te chazaka gedol mehagbah, shagbah konu b'kol makom. Don't tell me that if the master picks up the Eved, it doesn't work. Hagbah always works. So if the master picks up the Eved, absolutely it works when the master picks up the Eved, because it's a regular kinyan Hagbah. Now, why is it that the Tanakhama holds when the master picks up the Eved, he's not Kona? So the Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra writes that it's not the Derech lahagbia b'nei adam. It's not normal to lift people up. So since it's not normal to lift people, so that's not a form of kinyan. On the why is it a form of kinyan by everything else? Why does hagbah work when if I want to be kona this digital recorder, so I am magbia it, because that's a normal way of being machnes it into my rishus. That's the way that I bring something into my rishus. It's the same reason why mashicha works on something that's very heavy, because it's not normal to pick up something that's very heavy. It's more normal to pull it, so I'm being machnes it into my rishus. But if it's not a normal way, it's not a normal thing to do, so then Hagbah is not going to work. The Mi'iri has this very slightly different explanation. Mi'iri writes that it's not the derech for an adon to be magbia avdo, for an adon to lift up his eved. Not just tam, it's not the derech for a person to lift up another person, but not the derech for an adon to be magbia his eved. The adon doesn't help the eved in such a way, let the eved figure out how to get around by himself. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what if the eved is a katan? So if the whole pshat is that it's not the derech for people to lift other people, so it is the derech to lift katanim. It's the derech to lift a child, to carry a child. But if you want to say that, but if you say like the Miri, it's not the derech for an adon to lift his eved, so because of the relationship between an adon and an eved, even if the eved is a child, it's not the derech for an adon to lift an eved. It's beneath him for the adon to have to lift the eved. So anyway, so that's possibly the nafkamina. But says the Gemara Vayter, Hashadamati Gviyu Hula Rabo Kano, now that we've said that if the eved picks up the rav, everyone said that he is kona, that the rav is kona the eved by the eved picking him up. Again, it's not the standard kinyan hagbah. It's a hagbah that shows avdus. It's a maisa avdus that the eved does for the rav. Elameyata, but if it works, shivcha kananis tikna bibia, then a shivcha kananis should be acquired through bia. How so? Because through the act of bia, the shivcha kananis is essentially being magbia. She's lifting up the guy she's having bia with, the adon in this case. So shouldn't she be acquired through bia? So Yaakov Emden writes in his Hagos over here that a shivcha is not magbia anything. The shivcha is karka olam, right? That's the expression the Gemara uses for the woman's role in the bia. Is it could be karkolim. It could be she's not doing anything at all. So the Tosfos Rid already thought of that. Tosfos Rid says that really the Gemara could have answered that only works if she's active, but if she's karkolim, then she shouldn't be kona. But the Gemara has a better answer anyway. So already the Rishonim deal with it. Tosfos Rid deals with it and says that the Gemara could have answered that, but we have a better answer. So anyway, so what's the Gemara saying? That a shivcha kana you should be able to acquire shivcha kananis through bia, because she's lifting up the adon through the bia. So says Gemara, no, kikar minan zen enev zemet star. When do we say hagbah works? When an eved is magbia, his master, that works to be kona the eved. That's only when the master is nana, but the eved is mitzayir. All these acts are acts of avdus. What makes them acts of avdus? They're a pain in the neck to do, but you're the eved, so you got to do it. And the master enjoys it. So zenen of zemitzayir, that's an act of avdus. Hacha zenen of zenen. But over here, by an act of bia, they're both nana. So it's not an act of avdus at all. And therefore, even though technically you're right, she is lifting him, she's picking him up, still, it's not an act of avdus, and therefore you're not kona shivcha in that way. So says Gemara, great, that's true when it's regular bia, that she's nehene, and therefore it's not an act of avdus. But shalokadarka ma'ekel meimar, what about a bia shalokadarka where she's not nehene? The Gemara is assuming, the Gemara is probably also assuming, like Rishonim assume elsewhere, that there's a sense of inui in bia shalokadarka, that it's somewhat painful for her, uncomfortable for her in bia shalokadarka, so maybe therefore it is a maisa avdus, and she's lifting him up, you should be able to be kona a shivcha through bia shalokadarka. Samar v'chai barad d'minacha, man le'im lan d'lav hana'a islu d'tarvayu. He said, whoever told you that's true, whoever said that they don't both get hana'a when there's bia shalokadarka. Now the Rashi Masech Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hey writes that ein la hana'a meruba, that she doesn't have a substantial amount of hana'a on bia shalokadarka, which makes it sound like that there's some level of hana'a, just not hana'a meruba. In fact, Tosa says at Beferish in Yuma and Daf Pei Beis that there's not hana'a meruba, but that there is some level of hana'a through bia shalokadarka. Now the Shar Mitzvah Balachovir quotes the Yad David that bia shalokadarka there's inui. But, he says, there's also hana'a, meaning it's this mix. That's why the Gemara goes back and forth on it. Is it a mice of hana'a? Is it a mice of tsar and inoy? So it's both. There is a sense of inoy, but there's also, on some level, there's some sense of hana'a. So the Gemara first thought that for sure it doesn't count as her having hana'a, and therefore it should count as a kinyan, as a mice avdus that she's doing for him. So says the Gemara, no, the little hana'a that she does have in Bia Shalokadar is enough to the little enough she has is enough to make it that it's not a maisa avdus. So says the Gemara, v'od mishkevei isha ksiv. And besides for that, the pasuk says mishkevei isha, that there are multiple ways to be shochiv, to lie with a woman. Hekisha kasav kedarka l'shalokedarka. What the pasuk is telling us is that bia shalokedarka and bia kedarka are always treated the same. So if bia kedarka is not going to enable one to be kona a shivcha, then bia shalokedarka will not enable one to be kona a shivcha either, because we always equate the two. Fine, so that's why you can't be kona shivcha through bia. Rabbi Yehuda handua ger shein lo yorshin hava chalash. Rabbi Yehuda handua, who was Rashi says he was an Ethiopian, he was from Kush, so he was a ger who did not have yarshim, and he was sick one time, so he had no one to inherit his stuff. He had an evet, and he got very sick. All Marzutra l'shulib. Marzutra went to see how he was doing, to go visit him. Chazit the takaflei al matuvim. Marzutra saw he was holding by the end, that he was going to die. So Marzutra, ever so opportunistic, Amr leila avdei, says to Rabbi Yehuda Handua's eved, Shlof li misani v'amtinu lebeisit, take my shoes and carry them to my house for me. Why? Because he knew it's whatever, a 20-minute walk to his house. He knew Rabbi Yehuda Handua was going to die in the next 20 minutes. So he figured, if I have him do my sa'avdash for me as soon as the ger dies, so call anyone who's called them is zocha in the eved, anyone who, the first guy to come to be zocha is zocha in the eved at the moment of death. If I have him doing avdash for me at the moment that his master dies, he'll be mine. So what an opportunity. Ikadamri gadol hava, zepirish l'misav, zepirish l'chaim. Some say that the story was that the Eved was a gadol, and therefore, as soon as the master died, he already had him under his domain, already working for him, and that's why he had him do this avdus for him. Vikadamri katan hava, and others say that no, he was a katan. Udaloka, then Eved was a katan. Udaloka b'shalom. First, I'll translate it the way Rashi says this Gemara, and the way Rashi's girsa and our girsa is udaloka b'shalom. The fact that he needed to have him start the avdus while the master was still alive, so that at the moment of the master's death, he'll already be doing the avdus, is against Abba Shaul, because according to Abba Shaul, he could have been more patient. According to Abba Shaul, if the Eved, in fact, was a Katan, he could have waited till after the master died and then been Kona him. You didn't have to be Kona him as the master was dying. Why? Titania, what does Abba Shaul say? Titania, we have a Braisa. Ger Shemeis, a Ger dies, Yisrael Nechasav, and Jews come and take all of his possessions, because he doesn't have Yarshin, Vahayu Ben Avadim, and there are Avadim amongst his Nechasim, Bein Gedolim, Bein Ketanim, Kanu Atzman. Doesn't make a difference whether the Avadim are Gedolim or Ketanim, they immediately Kanu Atzman Bnei Chorin, they immediately are Kona themselves. Meaning, as soon as the master dies, if they're not doing Avdus for someone else at that moment, they're immediately Kona themselves. Abba Shaul, Omer Gedolim, Kanu Atzman Bnei Chorin, Ketanim, Kalamax Ben Zachben. Abba Shaul says, no, only a gadol can be kona himself. A katan is not kona himself, and therefore, the katan, there's no rush to have him do the avdus at the moment the master dies, because there's no risk of him being kona himself. You can wait 5 minutes and then be kona the katan, according to Abba Shaul. Why did Marzutra have him do the avdus at that moment? Apparently, because he held like the Tanakama, if we're dealing with a katan, he held like the Tanakama that a katan also, the second the master dies, is able to be kona himself as a ben chorin. So you don't want him to go a single second after the master dies without doing avdus for you, because then he's going to be kona himself before you have a chance to be kona him. That all works if you have our girsa and the girsa of Rashi, that it's udaloka abba shaul. If you look at Tosfos in the third line quotes Rashi, after he quotes Rashi, kashal rabbeinu tam minolei daloka abba shaul dilma liol memelach abba shaul svirlei umashi yichzum gom lichayim ufishoy yorei shemi yikad menu achar v'yiskabo. It's a very strong kasha. He says maybe the reason he had him doing the avdus right then, right away, is not because he thought that if the master dies, the Eved will be Kone himself immediately. No, he was just nervous that if he lets the master die and doesn't acquire him right away, someone else might come and be kona the katan. Meaning maybe in a chanami, he holds like Abishal, that when the master dies, the katan is not kona himself right away. Yeah, but someone else could come and be kona the katan, so he wanted to be first. And the only way to guarantee that he was first was to start the avdus now, before the master dies, and then he'll become him immediately upon the death of the master. Va'od, ha'vilein le'emruch d'rabanan. And furthermore, instead of saying delo ka abishol, wouldn't it have been better to say kidrabanan? I mean, you only say delo ki, right, that it's against a certain shita when there's no definitive shita that he's going like. Over here, there's a definitive known shita that he's going like, and not only that, it's a shita of the rabbim, it's the rabbanan. So shouldn't it be stronger to, wouldn't it have been, made more sense to say that he's going like the rabbanan than say that he's going against abishol? Va'od kashem, furthermore, de perik ha-sholech, pasuk rabbi Yoshua ben Levi halach ka abishol, avgav rabbi Yochanan, samardein halach ka abishol. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi paskins halach ka abishol. And even though Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, we always pass like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi against Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi paskins like abishol. So that's how we're going to paskin. The master of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, heim ikur midiv Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, we always pass like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi paskins like Abishol. And the Gemara says that in Megillah, by the story of Beis HaKnesses, Mutlas was Beis HaMedrash. By that sugi about turning Beis HaKnesses into Beis HaMedrash. Bottom line, Vim Kain, Heich Yavad Hacha, Delo Ki Ilchasa. So how could we say that Marzutra was doing against the Halacha? He was doing like, he was doing Delo Ka Abishol. We pass him like Abishol. He should be doing like Abishol. So that's also a totally different pshat. Venir Labein Tam, Degaras Hacha, Uke Abba Shaul. We're not going to low ka Abba Shaul. The fact that he had him work in his avdus immediately was not against Abba Shaul, it was exactly like Abba Shaul. Kalomar, Afilu Abba Shaul, Damar Kalamach Ben Zachaben, Hutzra Klasos Ken Shalay Kamenu Acher. Meaning the point is that even Abba Shaul says Kalamach Ben Zachaben, even Abba Shaul says anyone could come and be Kona the Eved, he still needed to do this, because he was afraid someone else might come and be kona him first. Meaning, according to the Rabbanan, and even according to Abba Shaul, it doesn't make a difference. According to Rabbanan, it's obvious that he needed to do this, because otherwise the Eved will be kona himself as soon as the master dies. The Gemara's Chiddush is, even according to Abba Shaul, he would have needed to do this, not because the Eved will be kona himself, but because someone else would be kona the Eved. That's one way of understanding this girsa. We're not going to have time to go through the other ways. Tosafos says two other ways: an od mefarish of Benatam and a re mefarish, and also fitting in with this girsa. But okay, just to let you know that it exists, that it's out there. Different pshatim to try to fit in with the girsa that uke abba shaul. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, the kones atzma bekesef. The eved can be kone himself back with kesef. Good, so he can acquire himself with kesef. So says the Gemara. So the Mishnah had a machlokas about how the Eved is kona himself with kesef and shtar respectively. First, we had the shita of Rabbi Meir that he's kona himself with kesef through others and with shtar through himself. And the Chacham said the other way around, that kesef through himself, shtar through others. So the Gemara is going to discuss, what does that mean exactly? Through, when we say through others, does that mean through others and for sure through himself? Or does it mean dafka through others? When we say through himself, does it mean through himself and also through others? Does it mean only through... Exactly what does all this mean? And what's the svara over here for all these shitos? So Gemara is going to discuss one by one. In when it says that he can only become himself through kesef ali de'achirim, which is Rameir Shita, through kesef through other people, sounds like if by him giving his own money, it doesn't work. So b'mayaskin, and what's the case exactly? If we're talking about that, it's not with the Eved's das. Michti shemana le Rameir damar chofu levet shiatz miad rabbi lecherus. We know that Rameir holds that, and again, we're discussing the sheet of Rameir in the Mishnah. That's why we're interested in what Rameir holds. Rameir holds that it's a chov for an Eved to go free, that it's better for an Eved to stay in Eved. V'tanin and we know that you're not allowed to do something that's a chov for a person without his das. So if we're talking about that the Eved doesn't have das, so then it can't be that you could do it with kesef al yidei acherim for the Eved. Without his das, it's a chov for him. How dare you let him free without his das? Elipshita midaito. So obviously we're talking about a case where it is midaito. You have his das, and Rameir is saying other people can give money with the permission of the Eved, can give money money to the Yevah's master to set him free. But only other people can do it. The Eved can't give his own money to the master. Why? Because any money that the Eved has already belongs to the master, and therefore it's not going to be good enough to let the Eved free. So, but if that's the case, when it says in the Seifa, when Reb Meir continues and says that an Eved can be set free by a shtar through his own hand, seems to be saying only by his own hand, not by having other people receive the shtar for him. But if it's with his approval and with his consent, so why shouldn't it work through other people? Why shouldn't other people be able to be mekabel shtar for him? So maybe you're going to say, no, when Reb Meir says that kesef al yidei acherim is dafk al yidei acherim, but not al yidei atzmo, but when he says shtar al yidei atzmo, he means af al yidei atzmo, that shtar can work through him accepting it, or through others accepting it. V'akamashman, the whole chiddush is that even when he accepts it himself, even that works, because I might have thought it doesn't work, because how is he able to be kone it? Yad eved ki yad rabo. So how can he be kone his shtar? So tell me a chiddush that gito v'yada ba'am ke'achad, that at the moment he picks up the get, he's also kone his own hand at the same time, and therefore he's able to be kone the get. Even though it's circular, it doesn't seem that it should work, but it works. V'halotani achi, but we didn't learn that way. We have a brisa. It tells us that a meir shita is the tanya b'shtar ali de atzmo v'lo ali de achirim divra meir. That a meir shita is that shtar only works ali de atzmo, not ali de achirim. So that can't be pshat. Some rabbi liyolam shalom idaito. No, really, let's assume you don't have the Eved's approval over here. We asked, if you don't have the Eved's approval, how can you take kesef on his behalf ali de achirim? Isn't it a chov for him? Yeah, it's a chov, but kesef is an exception. You're allowed to do it even bal karcho of the eved, because since an eved can be acquired with kesef bal karcho, so he can acquire himself back. You can set him free bal karcho with kesef. So enochinami, other people can set the eved free with kesef, meaning it's al yidei acherim, even without the consent of the eved, because that's stam, that's a din in kesef that you're allowed to do that. Ihachi frekling mar shtar nami. So why don't we say the same thing by shtar, that it should be able to be done al yidei acherim? So it says mar hashtar luchud vayshtar luchud, meaning we should say that you can free an eved with a shtar even without his consent, even though it's a chov for him, but just like you can acquire him bal karcho with a shtar, you can let him free with a shtar. So Gemara says, no, you can acquire him with a totally different shtar than the one you let him free with. By kesef, it's the same. But by shtar, it's two different shtars, so you can't compare one to the other. Just because you can acquire him bal karcho with one shtar, doesn't mean you can set him free bal karcho with another shtar. Says Gemara, hachanami, hakas b'luchad, v'hakas b'luchad. What, you think you keep the same dollar bills when you buy him and when you set him free? It's different monies also. So just because it's a different shtar shouldn't make a difference. So says Marano, Tiva Miyachad, there's no such thing as different monies. Meaning, as long as it's one set of currency, money is all interchangeable. It's all the same. Well, what difference does it make to you if you got one $5 bill or another $5 bill? It's all the same. But shtar is the mili da hai shtar l'chud, mili da hai shtar l'chud. The two shtaros say two totally different things. They are not interchangeable at all. And therefore, you can't derive the halacha of the shtar shichrur from the halacha of the shtar that you were koneim with. Rava Amar, Kesef Kabbalas Rabo Garmelo, Shtar Kabbalas Rav says, now the reason why we distinguish between shtar and kesef, why kesef can work shalom idaito, but shtar can't work shalom idaito, is because by kesef, it doesn't really depend on what the eved wants. The rav is the one who needs to be mekabel the kesef in order to want to let the eved free, and that's it. So as long as the rav, you have the ratzon of the rav, of the adon, that's all you need. But by a shtar, the adon is one giving the shtar. So it's the kabbalah of the eved that's critical by the shtar, right? In order for the shtar to work, the eved can only be mekabel if it's midaito, right? If it's not midaito, you can't be mekabel on his behalf, because ein chavon adam shelo b'fanav. So that's the shita of Rabbi Meir, right? So basically, we're talking about, according to Rabbi Meir, it is we're talking about a case where it's shelo midaito, and kesef only works al yidei atzmo, not al yidei acherim. Kesef works al yidei acherim, even al yidei acherim, and shtar works al yidei atzmo, not al yidei acherim. Right, that's the shita of Rameir. So good, says the Gemara Vayter. Chachamim said the opposite. That kesef works like the atzma, shtar ali deacherim. So because of the atzma, in ali deacherim, does that mean kesef only works ali deatzma, not ali deacherim? Amai, why should that be so? Nihina mi de shalom midaito. I understand that we're dealing with the case where it's shalom midaito, where you don't have his consent. But michti shemana l'rabbanon damri zuchus u'shiasu mitachsiyad rabbi l'cheres. The rabbanon, as opposed to a mayor, the rabbanon hold that it's a zuchus for an eved to go free. So v'tanin zachalam shal b'fanav v'chav lal b'fanav. So why can't we do something that's a zuchus for him, even without his consent? Since it's a zuchus for him to go free, why can't we allow acherim to let him free with kesef, even without his consent? And if you're going to tell me that when the chachamim say that the eved can go free with kesef al yedei atzmo, we don't mean only al yedei atzmo, we mean even al yedei atzmo, because I might have thought that since the eved can't be kona anything because his hand is like the hand of the rab, that he can't be kona al yedei atzmo, he can't go free al yedei atzmo with kesef. So that's the chiddush, that he can even go free al yedei atzmo with kesef. But then the Sefer would be saying that Shtar only works Ali Dei Acherim, not Ali Dei Atzmo. Meaning, if the Reish is saying that Kesef works both Ali Dei Atzmo and Ali Dei Acherim, so the Sefer, when it says that Shtar is different, must be saying that Shtar only works Ali Dei Acherim, not Ali Dei Atzmo. But don't we pass in Gito V'yadabon Kechad? Why should Shtar not work Ali Dei Atzmo? V'chitem Mali Ali Dei Acherim, Af Ali Dei Acherim. Oh, so no, maybe when it says that Shtar works Ali Dei Acherim, it also means even al yedei acherim, v'kamash mon dischus ulevet shiatsim yad rabbel cherus yachin arvin v'lisunu because of b'shtar ben yedei acherim ben yedei atzmo. He says no, it can't be that when the chachamim say that kesef works al yedei atzmo and shtar works al yedei acherim, that both of those things mean that they work ben al yedei atzmo ben al yedei acherim. Meaning it can't be that when the rabbanim say kesef al yedei atzmo they mean both al yedei atzmo and al yedei acherim, when they say shtar al yedei acherim they mean both Ali Dei Atzmo and Ali Dei Acherim. The words Ali Dei Atzmo and Ali Dei Acherim can't mean the same thing in the Mishnah. If they meant the same thing in the Mishnah should have had one clause. Bein Kesef, Bein Mishtar, Bein Ali Dei Atzmo, Ali Dei Acherim, Bein Ali Dei Acherim. The Kesef Shtar both work, Bein Ali Dei Atzmo, Bein Ali Dei Acherim. So it can't mean that they both work in both ways. Ella, rather, you have to say as follows. Kesef Bein Ali Dei Acherim, Bein Ali Dei Atzmo. Kesef works whether through others or whether on your own. Bishtar Ali Dei Acherim, Velo Ali Dei Atzmo. Shtar works through others, not through your own. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who, and it's, we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the time Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af Bishtar Ali Dei Acherim, Velo Ali Dei Atzmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, even by a shtar, but also by Kesef, it only works through Acherim, not through yourself. Vishalash Machlokas Bedavar. And in fact, there are three sheetos in our Mishnah. So basically, what the Gemara's conclusion is, the way Rashi understands it at least, because I'm not going to get into the other Rishonim, it's a long Tosos here, there's Balamar and Ban, but basically the way Rashi understands it is, the Mishnah was somewhat misleading. The Mishnah has Divrei Reb Meir, and then it has a Shita of the Chachamim. So it sounded like it's only two people mentioned in the Mishnah. Really, there are three people mentioned in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say, Bekesef Al Yedei Atzmo, and then the next words, Bishtar Al Yedei Acherim, is Rabbi Shimon, it's not the Chachamim. So how does it work out? What are the three Shitos? Reb Meir holds, Kesef works Ali Dei Acherim, Shtar works Ali Dei Atzmo, nothing else works. Right? Kesef Ali Dei Atzmo, Shtar Ali Dei Acherim does not work. The Rabbanan hold, everything works. Kesef Ali Dei Acherim, Kesef Ali Dei Atzmo, Shtar Ali Dei Acherim, Shtar Ali Dei Atzmo, it all works. Right? When the Rabbanan said, Bekesef Ali Dei Atzmo, they meant even Ali Dei Atzmo, and the same is true for Shtar, that it works Ben Ali Dei Atzmo, Ben Ali Dei Acherim. Then Rabbi Shimon comes along and Rabbi Shimon says, Bishtar Ali Dei Acherim, he means that Shtar only works Ali Dei Acherim, not Ali Dei Atzmo, and so too Kesef also only works Ali Dei Acherim, not Ali Dei Atzmo. So three totally different Shitos in the Mishnah. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav, my time is Rabbi Shimon Elazar. What is the svar from Shimon Elazar that both Kesef and Shtar only work Ali Dei Acherim, not Ali Dei Atzmo? Gomer, la la me'isha, ma'isha atchiyotzi get l'rushu she'ina shalom, avevnami atchiyotzi get l'rushu she'ina shalom. Just like when you give a get to a wife, so the get only works once the get reaches a rishus that's not the husband's rishus, meaning he doesn't own his wife. So when she picks it up, when she has it, when she's koneh it, it's outside of his rishus. So to when you give a shtar shukr to an eved, you have to give it somewhere outside of your own rishus. But you own your eved. So giving it to your eved isn't giving it outside of your rishus. You need to give it to someone who's going to be koneh on behalf of your eved. That's the only way it works. How would the Rabbanan respond to that? So the Rabbanan would say, no. I agree with your comparison to Isha, but Rashi quotes, "My Isha mekabel's gita." Af Eved, Mekabel Get. Just like the Isha, she's Mekabel her own get, so to the Eved should be Mekabel his own get. But anyway, this is the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Boy, Rabba, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, Eved Kanani, Maoshi, Yasser Shliach, Mekabel Gito, Miad Rabba. Can an Eved Kanani make a Shliach to be Mekabel his get from his Rab for him? Kivin the Gomer Lola, Miisha, Ki Isha, Dilmi Isha, Di Imatsi Mekabel's Gito, Shliach Nami, Matsi Meshavia. Or maybe we should say no. Since a woman can be Mekabel to get herself, she can make a Shliach to be Mekabel to get on her behalf. Eved di ilu lo mekabel gita, shliach nami lo matzi mashvi. But since the Eved can't be mekabel his own get, so maybe he shouldn't be allowed to make a shliach either. So basically, what's it saying? According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Eved can't be kona his own get shechrer, right? How does an Eved get free with a get shechrer? Someone else has to do it for him, right? So the Gemara is now asking, that's if someone else stam comes along and decides to do it for him. But if the Eved makes a shliach to do it for him, does that make it worse? Such a strange situation, that making a shliach gives the guy less rights than if he were stam a guy off the street that you never spoke to before in your life. It's a little bit of a strange type of a svara. And since there is no shlichus, and you're trying to make this work through shlichus, but you don't have the ability to do it yourself, therefore you can't make a shliach do it for you, so maybe it should be worse when you try to make a shliach. Tosos says, Beferish, the Yesh Mefarshim, that's exactly the Shaila of the Gemara. But then Tosfos in the third wide line says, V'yesh Mefarshim, that we're misunderstanding the question, that the question is really something else. It says, V'yesh Mefarshim Dachli coming by later. The Shaila is really as follows. Ma'ashi Yasa Shliach Hadam Rabbi Shimon Elazar B'shtara Le'acherim B'tor Shlichus Ka'amar, meaning we're asking, when Rabbi Shimon says that Shtar works Ali De'acherim, does that mean that that's a din of Shlichus? That when someone else comes and is Mekabli your Shtar for you, that's a din of shlichus kolomar saruk shavid yasu shliach lekabel gito mishum degamer lala miisha, and meaning to say, if you don't make him a shliach, it wouldn't work because it only works through shlichus. Ulmeadam zchusu lo yachol lekabel gito shlomi daito kolzman shein amocha, and if you hold that it's a zchus for him, so fine. So then you could do his shlichus even without his knowledge. Ulman yam rechov lo tzaruk lasus midaito sheisratzu. But if you hold that it's a chov like Reb Meir does, you would need the consent of the aved. V'imkenim omid v'tzavach lo mahani kabalaso, and therefore, if according to everyone, if the Eved is standing there screaming, I don't want you to take my get from me, I don't want to go free, so then he doesn't go free because you need to do it dafka through shlichus. Oh, Dilma, what's the Eved said? Lav b'tor shlichus kamer d'lo dami l'isha t'dafka isha di'ihi mekabels gita shliach nami matzi mashvia. No, when we say that someone else can be mekabel your get for you, it's not a din in shlichus. By an isha, there's a din of shlichus because the isha could be mekabel her own get. But over here, we're not talking about shlichus. Over here, we're talking about something entirely different. Over here, we're talking about a whole different din. You don't have to make him a shliach. It's just someone else could be mekabel your get for you. And therefore, even if the Eved is amud v'tzavach, he's screaming the whole time, I don't want to go free, it should still work. He should still go free because we're not talking about, you know, he doesn't have to be the guy shliach. That's the Gemara Shaila. Not that when you make him your shliach, it makes it worse. No, what's the Hava mean to say so, right? The Vyesha, the second day, and Tosfos says, that's ridiculous. He doesn't say it first, but that to say that if the guy walks off the street, he can be mekabel my get for me, but if I make him my shliach, the guy walks off the street, then I say, yeah, by the way, I want you to be my shliach, that makes it worse. That's somehow megareh kocho. That doesn't make any sense. No, the whole Shaila is, Does the guy who walks off the street work midin shlichus or not work midin shlichus? Nafkamina being, if I object, am I still a free man when he's mekabel the get shukr for me? Anyway, so whatever the shayla is, we ask the shayla. After he asked the shayla, he was able to be poshid it lala miisha ki isha. That is the same din of a woman. Good. So the ella hadam rav huna b'rei rav yeshua hani kani shluchid rachmanin inhu. But wait a second. Then according to what rav huna b'rei rav yeshua says that Kohanim, when they do the avodah, when they bring karbanos, are in fact the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not our shluchim. Because if they were our shluchim, it can't be that they're our shluchim. Because is there ever anything in the world that you can't do, but you can make a shliach to do? A Yisrael can't do the avodah. How could he make a shliach? How could he make the kohen a shliach to do the avodah? We don't have anything like that. So says Gemara, Really, we don't. According to what we're saying, yes, we do. V'lo v'ha'avda d'yilo matzim mekabel gitev shliach matzim mashvi. If you hold that it works midin shlichus when you are mekabel the shtar shichur al yidei acherim, so you do see the eved cannot be mekabel his own get shichur, but someone else can do it for him through shlichus. So what do you mean that kohanim must be shluchei d'rachmana? Because it can't be that they're shluchei didan because they're not our shliach because we can't do it ourselves. You see some things that even though you can't do yourselves. You can make a shliach. Says Gemara Velohi. So the comparison is bad. Yisrael lo shaychi b'toros kabanos klal. Eved shaych begitni. Yisrael is not even included in the parsha of kabanos, meaning he can never do a karban. An eved can be mekabel a get. He only can't be mekabel his own get shichur, but he can be mekabel a get shichur. Zitanya nirin advarim shav mekabel gitu shel chaveru miad rabba shel chaveru, avlo miad rabba shelo. He can be mekabel a get shichur of his friend from Rabbo Shel Chavero, that's fine. He just can't be Mekabel his own Geshur. So he is Betoras. That's why he has the ability to make Shlech. Now, if you look at Rashi over Shluchid Rachmaninu, Rashi says, Velo Shluchid Didan, the Kohanim are not our Shluchim. What's the Nafkamina whether Shluchid Rachman or Shluchid Didan? Lemudra Anah Mekohen. Let's say you take a Nedra Anah that you're not going to get Anah from a Kohen. Can the Kohen be Makar of your Karbanos? Right? If you take a Nedra Anah. Now, the Tos Rid over here says, wait a second, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches that says that if you're Modra, he could blow shofar for you. You could be yotzei through his tkiyah shofar. Why should this be any different? Mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. This isn't called getting ana. You're mother ana from the kohen, but he's doing a mitzvah for you. So Tos Rid says you have to be mechalik between shofar, where he's doing it for himself, and you're just sort of tagging on, and you're listening to the call, and he just also happens to be motzi you in the shofar, and a case where the whole act is dafka for you, meaning he's bringing a carbon on your behalf, and it's your carbon, it's not his carbon, that's different. That's considered that you're getting hanah from him. So that's one ha'ara. Another ha'ara in this Gemara, Sharm Nitzan Ba'alacha asks, why aren't we poshet the idea that the Kohanim must be Shluchei D'Rachmana and not Shluchei D'Dan from the fact that a guy can bring a Karban? No, if a guy can bring a Karban, there's no Shlichus L'Gai, and so a guy obviously has the Kohen bring the Karban for him. Obviously, the Kohen isn't the guy's Shliach. He must be the Ribbon Shom Shliach. Why aren't we posting it that way? So he quotes a fascinating Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says this whole idea of Ein Shlichus La'akum, or wherever we say that there's no din of Shlichus, that Shlichus doesn't work, it only means that we don't have the ability to say the Chiddush of Shluchus Shal Adam Kamoso. That when the Torah imposes a Chiyuv on you, so whenever there's no Shlichus, you can't fulfill your Chiyuv by having someone else do it for you. But whenever the Torah doesn't impose the chiyuv on you, for instance, the Torah tells you to do something through a shliach, like mishloach manos, says the Chassam Sofer. Right? You say the Torah tells you to send manos. You don't have to do it yourself. So then you don't need the dinim of shlichus. You could send, the Chassam Sofer says, you could send a monkey, a well-trained monkey, to go bring a maisa kof would work, to go bring it for you. The monkey is not a bar shlichus. It doesn't matter. You don't need to say shlichus shalom kamoso, so it's fine. So based on that Chassam Sofer, the Sharm Yitzan Balacha wants to say over here as well that the reason we're not poshet what the din of shlichus from that it must be shluchei d'rachmaninu from the fact that a guy is able to send a karban is simply because the guy has no chiyuv to send a karban, so it's not, we don't need to say shluchos shalom kamoso. So even if there's no shlichus for a guy, we only just don't need to say shluchos shalom kamoso. But you would still, the karban would still work. There still is shlichus. There is a karban. Now the example that he gives of Mishloach Manos happens to be a big deal in the poskim. In Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, there's a whole discussion whether you can send a katan as your shliach. Do you say that a katan is not a good shliach? That we don't have a chazaka shliach or shlichus by a katan? So it's a big deal in the poskim. Chassam Sofer avoids the whole thing. So it's no problem. You don't need an actual din of shluchos shalom kamoso. You just need to send it. So you avoid the whole issue. So the Mishnah said, the Chum said, as long as the kesef comes from other people, you're allowed to give the kesef yourself. So the Eved can give the kesef himself. So name of Hakam of Kedra, Meir Sarvein can never blow Rabbo, Vein can Lisha blow Baila. Rameir holds that the kesef, that an Eved can never have kesef, he can never acquire kesef at all without the master acquiring the kesef, and therefore, even if it's kesef shel acherim, if the Eved is the one giving it, it's already too late, because the Eved is the one who, as soon as the Eved picked it up, it belongs to the master already. And the Rabbanan hold that no, the Eved can be kona something without the master being kona it. So if someone else gives it to the Eved can then give it to the master and go free. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Sheshet, Tukuli No, everyone over here agrees that there is no kinyan for an eved without his master. Over here, someone else was makna the eved money, and he said, "I'm giving this to you al manas that your master doesn't have any rishus in it." Rameir holds, as soon as he told him to acquire it, too late. The master already acquired it. Aye, he added al manas that you should go free with it. Your master doesn't have rishus in it. Too late. Rabbanan say, "No, they added it tonight." No, if he does it like that, everyone would agree that Rav is Kona. What's the case over here? Someone else gives him money and says, "I'm giving this to you, Almanas, that you use this money to go free." Rameir says, when he tells him, "I want you to be Kona," immediately the master is already Kona, it's too late. And we adds in the Tanai afterwards, too late. The Rabbanan say, no, he's not being makneh to him. He didn't say, "I want you to be konin." He said, "I want you to go free with it." And therefore, it's fine. The master is not konin, and he's able to go free with it.